Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason is clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been.
Om Shanti. Bab Dada's Elevated Directions, Day 6. Consider yourself to be a lighthouse and a mite house. So today's direction is to consider oneself as lighthouse and mite house. Do you all consider yourselves to be lighthouses? The path, the work of a lighthouse is to show everyone the path. Do you feel that you are returning home as a lighthouse and mite house? You are returning to show the right and easy destination to wandering souls. In order to do this, you must specially keep two things in mind. First, constantly use the power of discrimination in order to discern what souls want. A good doctor is one who is able to diagnose the illness by feeling the pulse of his patients. Constantly continue to use your power of discrimination. Second, constantly keep with yourself the experience of all treasures. Experience of treasures. Those who have experienced all treasures are easily able to give others an experience of them. Always keep the aim of not just relating your experience, but also giving others an experience. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 1st February 1980. Yesterday we saw we have to become master bestower of salvation, liberation and salvation. And how do we do that? How do we do that? By current, by vibrations. Invoke the souls, emerge them in front of your eyes, then give them powerful drishti, then keep a hand of blessing on their heads, then give them a feel of being protected as a canopy, give them experience of canopy. Then, see them that they are becoming, give them experience of God's love. Give them a very deep, very profound experience of love. And then, see them becoming an angel. And then see them flying above this material world as an angel. Entering their sweet, silent home. And then also see some of them coming down. Today Baba is saying that you have to become like a lighthouse. Lighthouse has got many specialities. First, it stands very high. It stands very high. Very high. Usually lighthouses are near those dangerous, perilous places where ships are known to strike, to collapse, to get lost around the shores. So lighthouse should be very, very tall. If this soul has to become a lighthouse, should be above everyone. It should not be lost in the petty troubles and the trivial matters of life. You should be above everything. Your consciousness, Chetana, should always remain very high. You know, all the characters which are mentioned in Indian scriptures, they all are here. All those deities, like Indra, is the king of all the deities. He is always fearful. So there are some Brahmins who are always fearful, who live in constant fear and constant anxiety. And there is always a sense of jealousy in them. The moment they see somebody going in front of them, they plot, they scheme, they do something to bring that person down. There are some who are like Durvasa, who are always angry, and yet they are tapasvis, but they are here. There are some of them who are like sage Narada. They will carry information from one place to another. And they are the inciters of all quarrels, troubles, misunderstandings amongst Brahmins. They will go to one group and inform them that this person was telling something about you. And the moment this person gets angry and says something, so immediately he will sneak out and go on this group and tell them that that group was saying something about you. The moment these people say something, then they will again go on this group. And this is the way later on they will sit as a detached observer and see them fight. And they enjoy. So all the descriptions of all the things, all the characters which are mentioned in scriptures are here. Brahmins means a very big abdomen, stomach, and they are very fond of eating. So they are here. So everything which is mentioned in the scripture, everything is here. All deities. You just name and it is here. And that's why, you know, this Pandavas and Kauravas, they used to stay together. It's not that they were different. They are here. They belong to one family. And they used to stay together. So there are some of them who are like Pandavas. And there are others who are plotting always, trying to bring them down or trying some scheming all the time or doing something. So when you are busy in all of these things, how can you hope to become a lighthouse? Lighthouse means somebody whose consciousness has gone above everything. He has moved away. These all small things, because there is nothing in them. These cannot embolden you, solidify the spirit. You become weak in form with all these thoughts. In spirituality, if you have to rise, one has to give up all these things and rise above. Let the small consciousness merge with the supreme consciousness. The microcosm should break out of this smallness and merge into that supreme wholeness. In Christianity, there was a saint, Saint Augustine. There's a beautiful book by him, Confessions of Saint Augustine, where he has confessed everything that he had done in his life, the immoral life, the life before coming to God, and how there was a turning point and how he made such progress in spirituality. It is said of him that he was almost mad, thinking of God, thinking of cosmos, thinking of all the things of spirituality and how he can merge his consciousness into that supreme consciousness, thinking of all the vast and the divine things of life. And he couldn't understand. He used to meditate for a long time, sitting in caves, in silence, in solitude, doing prolonged fastings, long fastings, 10 days, 20 days, 40 days, dry fasting. and his mind was troubled, and one day he fell asleep, and in the dream he saw that he is walking along a shore, a seashore, and there is a small boy who has a small cup, and is running to the ocean and feeling the ocean and bringing and putting that water into a small hole. And the boy looked troubled. St. Augustine asked that boy, "What are you trying to do? Why are you so rattled?" The perplexed boy said, "I am trying to scoop up the ocean." St. Augustine laughed. He said, "Is it ever possible to do this? Are you not doing something that is impossible?" The boy said, I might be definitely trying something which is impossible, but what are you? How are you different from me? You are also trying to scoop up the entire cosmos into your small cup of brain, of mind. You are also doing the same thing." And Saint Augustine was taken aback. But the boy said, "I can show you the way. There's one way you can do this." And the boy took his cup and threw it in the ocean. "And this is the way you can do it. Throw your small mind into that bigger consciousness. That means total surrender. When you surrender your smaller intellect into that bigger intelligence, when you give up all your intelligentsia and the pride of it, and you merge yourself into that ocean of intelligence, that ocean of luminance, that ocean of radiance, then this journey begins. The first thing about lighthouse is, it's big, it's tall, it's very high. So let the consciousness, let the thoughts, let the emotions, let the feelings. Do not remain trapped in smaller things of life. We have not come here for all these things. We have come to Madhuban, we have come to Baba for a very higher purpose. For that, there should be a sense of seriousness. If we are spending our time, all the time, in jokes and in non-serious matters, the serious things of life would be left behind. So lighthouse stands high. So let the consciousness stand up. Second thing about lighthouse, it is very powerful. Lighthouse is powerful. So you have to become very powerful. Because the current of Maya is also very powerful. And whosoever takes the path of truth, automatically enemies, they mushroom. You know mushroom? They come out everywhere. So path of truth is also like that. You know, in there, in front of post office in Mount Abu, there's a circle. Few things are written there. What is that is written there? On that square, something is written. Two ways diverged in the woods, and I took the one less traveled, and that has made all the difference. There are two ways. One which has crowd, and one which doesn't have crowd. I took the one which is less traveled, and that has made all the difference. Because the world is on this path. The path of intense effort is uncrowded. There are no crowd here. But the path of no efforts, there is a huge crowd there. People are rushing on that path. So if you take the path of intense effort, you will find hardly anybody there. You seldom see any person walking that path. But then, that's where doubts are created. So it takes power to traverse this path of spirituality. So the second function of lighthouse is, it's very powerful, very, very powerful. Another thing, it is constant. It is unaffected. Lighthouse means so many storms, so many voices, noises, so many things are there. But lighthouse stands like this, no matter what is happening around. People are shouting, people are trying to pull down. People are trying to pull your leg. People are abusing, casting aspersions on you. So many things they are doing. But you remain unflinching, immovable, unshakable. That is lighthouse. lighthouse is a symbol of hope. You know, the ships become hopeless. They don't understand where to go. There is a stark darkness there. They don't understand how to go. And when they see a lighthouse, oh yes, this is the path where we have to go. Here also, in the Brahmin family itself, the souls are lost. In rituals, in dogmas, in traditions, in ceremonials, in repetitions. It's a symbol of hope. So you become the symbol of hope. It is also the positive. It is a hope. It is a symbol of positivity. It is a symbol of strength. And another thing about lighthouses, it is impartial. It gives light to all. It has no likes and dislikes. That I will give light to this ship and I will not give light to that ship. People here are not good, people here are bad. Nothing like that. It gives light to all. And Baba is saying lighthouse has got two specialities. What is the first speciality? Power of discrimination. This is a very important power. You learn to, Baba says, just as a doctor is able to diagnose the illness by feeling the pulse of the patients. Constantly continue to use your power of discrimination. What the soul wants. What is the basic need of soul? What they do really want? Do they want peace of mind or concentration or something more about celibacy, or they are interested in history or what? Or they want an experience and give everything what they want. There is a very beautiful translation of Gita in Marathi, and it is done by Saint Gyaneshwar. And he writes in his one of the places, Toze vanchila tote laho. Give the one what they want. Whatever they want, give them that. This is what you have to do. Whatever is their desire, give them that. So discriminate, discern, analyze what the soul wants, and then give them that. So that is what the work of lighthouses. Second is experience. How do you experience yourself as a lighthouse? Lighthouse stands alert. So let us sit alert. Feel that I am lighthouse. If you can just sit like this, still, without movement, for half an hour, and just with one thought, that I am the lighthouse. And there is a stark darkness around me. I am the lighthouse. Full of light. Standing tall. Immovable, unshakable, impartial. Symbol of strength. Symbol of hope. I am lighthouse. Might house. Close your eyes and sit in this consciousness, absolutely still. Elevated thoughts and elevated emotions. I am showing path to the lost ships. Om Shanti. So, practice sitting like this. But sit still, without movement, Unless and until body is still, soul cannot become still. If you are moving continuously, it is impossible. So the first thing is sitting still, alert, and practice sitting sometimes with closed eyes, with hands locked and feet locked, legs locked, no movement at all, like a mountain. And then you can take any of the self-respect and just experience. Unless and until you experience, others cannot have any experience. So spirituality is the path of self-experience, self-experiments.